This is a sample written and oral examination created by VATE to assist with VCE English as an additional language. Section A, Listening to Texts. Turn to Section A. You will hear two texts. Each text will be played twice. There will be a short break between the first and second playings of each text. You may make notes at any time. Listen carefully to each text and then answer the questions. Text 1. Listen to the background information for Text 1. This interview was broadcast on ABC Radio National in a daily program called Life Matters. It is from a regular segment of the program called The Exercise Room. The host of the program, Amanda Smith, is interviewing Cassie White, a fitness expert and a regular contributor to The Exercise Room. The topic of this interview is the worrying lack of physical activity among children and young people in Australia today, and includes a discussion about the many different reasons why this trend has developed and its impacts on the health and fitness of Aussie children. You will now hear Text 1 for the first time.
Australia's famous for its great outdoors, but you know what? Not even one in five children is spending enough time in it. The great majority of Australian children are not getting out and running about enough. Cassie White is a personal trainer, yoga instructor and health journalist and one of our regulars in the exercise room here in Life Matters. G'day, Cassie.
G'day. How are you?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. Now, your source for this is the latest report card on physical activity for children and young people through the University of South Australia. Just tell us how many Aussie kids are actually getting enough physical activity.
Less than 2 in 10 kids are spending enough time getting the national guidelines of 60 minutes of physical activity a day. And that's a combination of cardio, strength, rough and tumble, all sorts of things, sports, and 2 in 10, less than that. It's pretty scary.
I would have thought that schools now invest pretty heavily in sport and PE. Is that not enough? Is that not doing the trick?
Well, when you think about it, when you break it down, PE in school is only maybe a couple of hours a week. And the feedback that I've gotten from parents is that kids aren't actually made to do it. They don't have to participate in it. It's not that compulsory. And when they do participate in organised sport at school and outside in clubs, yeah, you might have an hour booked, but you're not actually moving for an hour. So the problem is that there's a lot of time where they're standing around, they're taking instructions, they're waiting their turn. So that doesn't really add up. It's not really getting enough in every day. And so if someone is just participating in PE for the day at school, then they might only be really exercising for 20, 30 minutes, and then that's all they're getting for the day.
All right, so beyond that, who's responsible for, you know, sedentary kids? Is it a lack of government investment? Are sedentary parents raising sedentary children?
This is the thing, it's really interesting, and there's a saying, it takes a village to raise a child, and this is the message that was coming from the authors of this report, is that it's so easy to blame schools, it's so easy to blame lazy parents passing their lazy behaviour onto their kids, but it's actually a combination of all of that, and there are so many other things that factor into how much exercise all of us get in our lives. And, you know, there's the digital age and everything on top of that. But the main message that I was getting is that it doesn't help the kids are just as overscheduled as us. And it takes out the time where they can just be kids and play and hang out with their mates and all of that rough and tumble that actually really counts a lot towards building their motor skills and getting their exercise minutes up every day. But everyone is so busy. I mean, then it turns into parents are busy and it's hard for them to get it in every day, and governments don't have enough of a streamlined policy that they can pass down the chain. So there's mixed messages going into kids, going to schools, going to parents. And so it's a combination of all of that. It's not as easy as just pointing the blame at one party.
So it's not just the impossibility of prising children away from a video game or a touchscreen.
No. And I spoke to quite a lot of parents about this, and a lot of them try their hardest. And they say, you know, we're really aware of kids just sitting in front of the iPad or whatever, and they want their kids to move, but there's only so many hours in a day. And when they're working full time and then they get home and then there's school homework, there's dinner, there's bath, there's washing, there's, you know, cleaning up, getting ready for the next day. Parents are like, well, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night, I'm still in my work clothes.
Too much to do.
It's just so much to do. And they try their hardest to get their kids into after school activities and whatnot, but it's just a lot.
You will now hear text one for the second time.
Australia's famous for its great outdoors, but you know what? Not even one in five children is spending enough time in it. The great majority of Australian children are not getting out and running about enough. Cassie White is a personal trainer, yoga instructor and health journalist and one of our regulars in the exercise room here in Life Matters. G'day, Cassie.
G'day. How are you?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. Now, your source for this is the latest report card on physical activity for children and young people through the University of South Australia. Just tell us how many Aussie kids are actually getting enough physical activity.
Less than 2 in 10 kids are spending enough time getting the national guidelines of 60 minutes of physical activity a day. And that's a combination of cardio, strength, rough and tumble, all sorts of things, sports, and 2 in 10, less than that. It's pretty scary.
I would have thought that schools now invest pretty heavily in sport and PE. Is that not enough? Is that not doing the trick?
Well, when you think about it, when you break it down, PE in school is only maybe a couple of hours a week. And the feedback that I've gotten from parents is that kids aren't actually made to do it. They don't have to participate in it. It's not that compulsory. And when they do participate in organised sport at school and outside in clubs, yeah, you might have an hour booked, but you're not actually moving for an hour. So the problem is that there's a lot of time where they're standing around, they're taking instructions, they're waiting their turn. So that doesn't really add up. It's not really getting enough in every day. And so if someone is just participating in PE for the day at school, then they might only be really exercising for 20, 30 minutes, and then that's all they're getting for the day.
All right, so beyond that, who's responsible for, you know, sedentary kids? Is it a lack of government investment? Are sedentary parents raising sedentary children?
This is the thing, it's really interesting, and there's a saying, it takes a village to raise a child, and this is the message that was coming from the authors of this report, is that it's so easy to blame schools, it's so easy to blame lazy parents passing their lazy behaviour onto their kids, but it's actually a combination of all of that, and there are so many other things that factor into how much exercise all of us get in our lives. And, you know, there's the digital age and everything on top of that. But the main message that I was getting is that it doesn't help. The kids are just as overscheduled as us. And it takes out the time where they can just be kids and play and hang out with their mates and all of that rough and tumble that actually really counts a lot towards building their motor skills and getting their exercise minutes up every day. But everyone is so busy. I mean, then it turns into parents are busy and it's hard for them to get it in every day, and governments don't have enough of a policy, a streamlined policy that they can pass down the chain. So there's mixed messages going into kids, going to schools, going to parents. And so it's a combination of all of that. It's not as easy as just pointing the blame at one party.
So it's not just the impossibility of prising children away from a video game or a touch screen.
No. And I spoke to quite a lot of parents about this, and a lot of them try their hardest. And they say, you know, we're really aware of kids just sitting in front of the iPad or whatever, and they want their kids to move, but there's only so many hours in a day. And when they're working full time and then they get home and then there's school homework, there's dinner, there's bath, there's washing, there's, you know, cleaning up, getting ready for the next day. Parents are like, well, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night, I'm still in my work clothes.
Too much to do.
It's just so much to do. And they try their hardest to get their kids into after school activities and whatnot, but it's just a lot.
You now have approximately 6 minutes to answer the questions on text 1.